According to school board member Andrew Kaplan, the facility's needs are dire, and they will proceed with capital projects needed to serve the students in the district. The board hasn't made a final decision on the scope of the high school expansion, but Kaplan says an enormous amount of community input has been assimilated in the past 9 months.
Yeah, so those options are, I believe, $63 and $64 million, and that's the approximate cost of the renovation for the high school and the remodel. In addition to that, we would be bonding for a new elementary school, which has a price tag of approximately $30 million, and that would be the 5th-6th school. And what we aim to do is, much like the high school expansion process, we want to have a similar process involving the community, our faculty and staff, our parents, etc.
The board voted last month to postpone grade realignment at least 1 year until 2018, when they would have the funds secured to pay for the facility needs. If voters approve the bond, an average home valued at $650,000 would cost a household about $220 a year. If residents reject the bond initiative, the school board has stated they will be forced to pursue financing through a tax levy. A truth and taxation hearing would be held in August of 2018, and the funds would be collected by that November. That levy would cost about $1,200 a year for 4 years on a $650,000 home. The cost of a 5-6 elementary school and the expansion of the high school may only be part of the price tag, because the board is considering purchasing new land for future school district needs.
Exploring what parcels of land are still available in the vicinity of our school district, which could accommodate that, you know, that size. And as you know, the development that's been here over the last 10 years has taken most of those off the table. And so in order for us to have the ability over the next 10 to 20 years in our district to deal with growth, regardless of what the growth assumptions are, if they're 1% or 3%, we may be there in 8 years, we may be there in 3 years, we may be there in 15, but what we want is for our district to have the ability to, should we grow, build another high school, have more elementary schools come online, have the opportunity for another middle school, so we don't get into a situation where we have to have large cohort schools.
Complete details of the high school expansion options can be found on pcschools.us. The board hasn't made a decision on which option would be best for students. School board member Andrew Kaplan says they welcome public input. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.